The Conservation Council has backed calls for a koala cull on Kangaroo Island. Koala numbers on the South Australian island have ballooned in the past 7 years, despite being managed through sterilisation and other measures since the late 1990s. Now there are concerns there isn't enough native vegetation to support the growing population, which is an introduced species on the island. Caroline Winter reports.
For the last two decades, much time and money has been spent trying to control the koala population on Kangaroo Island, but patience is wearing thin.
The things leap themselves out of house and home eventually, so if something's not done. My view is that if it's found to be correct, I think we have to start destroying some koalas, quite frankly.
Michael Pengilly is the local member for Kangaroo Island, a world-renowned tourist destination off South Australia's coast. It's understood koala numbers on KI have ballooned in the past 7 years by more than 35,000, and Michael Pengilly says current measures aren't working.
The argument is that there are over 50,000 koalas and that they're doing interminable damage to the environment, and I just think that they're going to have to find a solution. The sterilisation, while it worked to some extent, there's no way known that they can capture enough koalas to bring the numbers down. So, you know, the answer to all this is to put some sensible procedures in place and reduce the numbers of the koalas rapidly.
Koalas aren't native to Kangaroo Island. 18 were introduced from Victoria in the 1920s, following a decline in numbers in the southeast of South Australia. Following a population explosion, a koala management plan was put in place in 1997 to protect the environment and vegetation from being destroyed. Those measures included the restoration of koala breeding habitats and a sterilisation program, which has so far cost taxpayers $10 million. Brenton Greer is from South Australia's Environment Department.
We're managing it well in native vegetation areas, but clearly the populations that we're finding in the blue gum plantations are a source that could really impact on native vegetation areas.
Brenton Greer says surveys over the years have showed koala numbers were in check, but it seems many more have been found in blue gum plantations.
That is suboptimal habitat. We hadn't counted there. We started to get reports of koalas in there, have done some surveys and are now following up with Adelaide University to model the populations.
He estimates there are 50,000 koalas across the island, up from 10 to 13,000 in 2010. And while he admits the koalas are at risk of damaging the environment and eating themselves out of house and home, destroying them is not an option.
No, we don't need to cull koalas. There's no government in any of the states across Australia has that policy, and we've signed up to a national plan where we won't do that. But there are a whole lot of other things we can do.
But Craig Wilkins from the Conservation Council says with the blue gum plantation earmarked for harvesting, there are few options left.
Once those plantations are harvested and that habitat's reduced, the big fear is that the koalas will head out and make it more stressful in the remaining stands. And that's where we can't just ignore this issue. We need to think about a long-term sustainable solution.
Do you agree in any way that we should cull them, that we should take that step?
The simple fact is that these koalas are eating themselves out of habitat. And so if culling is the most effective way of reducing numbers with the least impact in terms of cruelty on koalas, then we should consider it.
Craig Wilkins from the Conservation Council ending Caroline Winter's report.